Welcome to episode 23 of the I Am Enough Healing a Broken Body podcast. I'm your host, Iron Eagle Mike, and tonight we are talking about reversing type 2 diabetes again, part 3. So first two parts in the previous episodes, we talked about, you know, just basic stuff, how we can help reverse type 2 diabetes, starting off with the diet and nutrition. Today, we're going to talk about a little bit more in depth about the supplements and also about the daily exercise that a pre-diabetic or type 2 diabetic needs to do in order to keep the blood sugar levels stable. Because here's the thing, if you're not fully aware, like, you know, okay, you've been told, you know, your blood sugar goes up and you need to bring it down, you know, through medication, which I used to be on for several years, but it really, really made me feel bad. Now, the mechanism of the high blood sugar is like when we eat anything, it will result in the pancreas. Our pancreas is the one that produces digestive enzymes and also insulin. So insulin is actually, you know, in a normal person without type 2 diabetes, the insulin is utilized by the body to basically burn, shuttle the insulin into the cells to be burned off as energy. But as I told you, when you're insulin resistant, which is, you know, that's what type 2 diabetes is, your insulin is not being recognized by the cells in the body, meaning that the insulin can't even get in. There's just a certain resistance to it. So what happens is there's a buildup of glucose circulating around through the blood. And high blood glucose means, I think of shards of glass that's tumbling around, pricking all your major organs and your arteries and veins in the body. And that's the reason why heart disease is the biggest effect that diabetes can have on people. Most people think, oh, you know, if I have blood, high blood sugar, you know, my diabetes, I have to watch out for my kidneys and my limbs and my eyesight. Yes, you do have to do that, but you have to remember, our heart is the one that pumps all this blood, you know, daily, keep us alive, nonstop, you know, 24/7, 365 days a year. But, you know, those that have high blood sugar, what that means is that all these little shards of sugar, you know, these little, you know, are nicking and slicing and dicing and pricking the walls of the heart muscles. So what happens is your body tries to repair itself and tries to patch things up inside, and that builds a plaque in the arteries, and over time, left unchecked, the high blood sugar really destroys you from inside. And that's the reason why heart disease is one of the major effects that in type 2 diabetes that you have to really watch out for. Now, I've talked to you guys about what you can eat, so I'm not going to go over that again, but I'm going to talk about supplements, like for those who are wanting to have a natural way to assist the body in lowering blood sugar. There's certain superfoods and certain herbal supplements and certain vitamins that will aid your body in properly metabolizing getting rid of the blood sugar. The number one supplement that I've been taking for several years now, and it's helped me tremendously, is alpha lipoic acid. I did touch on that before in the last episode, but I want to emphasize how magnificent and how magical this powerful antioxidant is. Alpha lipoic acid, it's a water soluble and fat soluble powerful antioxidant that helps in many different ways. One, it helps in protecting the nervous system. You know, it helps protect it from the high blood sugar. Two, it helps shuttle glucose more efficiently into the mitochondria and the cell to be burned off as energy. The other thing it does is it working in conjunction in the liver with an acetylcysteine, selenium, and vitamin E and vitamin C. It helps the body produce more glutathione, which in turn is the pretty much the most powerful antioxidant the liver makes, and that helps in detoxifying the body, reducing inflammation all throughout, scavenging the free radicals that are, you know, causing a lot of havoc inside the body. So I take 600 milligrams of alpha lipoic acid, and you can buy alpha lipoic acid pretty much at any vitamin store like GNC, or you can order it from Amazon. I personally use the NutriCost brand, 600 milligrams per serving. Depending on what your blood sugar level is, you may want to start off with 300 milligrams and then work your way up to a point wherein you can feel that it's stabilizing you. So for me, my maintenance dose now, now that I've been off drugs for about 7 years now, is that I'm taking 600 milligrams for the day. I used to take 1200 milligrams back when my blood sugar was way higher, but now because I have a normal blood sugar range and A1C, my blood sugar range is 72 to 80, in a non-fasted state. And my A1C is anywhere from 4.7 to 5.1. It fluctuates there, but it's at an optimal level. And to go along with that, I take the Ceylon cinnamon. I take 1,000 milligrams of that. I also take black seed oil, which is from black seed cumin. So that is another powerful detoxifying seed, which has a lot of benefits. And I talk a lot about detoxification because, the high blood sugar is really think of it as a toxic agent inside your body, and you really want to lower it. So if you're pre-diabetic, you want to catch it early and start protecting your cells inside. And that's why, I highly, highly recommend the alpha lipoic acid. Of course, from the medical field, they keep saying, well, there's not enough studies shown, yada, 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 there's no conclusive evidence. A lot of people have been taking alpha lipoic acid. A lot of diabetics have been taking alpha lipoic acid because they know it helps them to a certain point. I said, don't rely it. I mean, that doesn't mean that because you're taking alpha lipoic acid is that you can go eat a big slice of of cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory, or drink a big glass of orange juice or soda or whatever that's very sugary, or eat a big burrito. Okay. Now, aside from the alpha lipoic acid that helps in maintaining the blood sugar, I would have you guys, take a look at, Gymnema Silvestre, which basically helps suppress cravings, especially for sugar. So Gymnema, Gymnema Silvestre, Silvestre. So Google that, check it out on Amazon. I don't take that because I don't have any cravings like crazy anymore like I used to do. But Gymnema Silvestre is a great way to, cut down your sugar cravings. Now, when you have sugar cravings, it's because you are not getting enough nutrients in the body. So when you're not getting enough nutrients in the body, you're not basically getting enough of the B vitamins to metabolize proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. That's why I highly encourage taking B100 complex, basically 100 milligrams. And then make sure when you're taking B complex that the sneaky supplement companies, vitamin companies, they use the cheaper dead version, which is cyanocobalamin. So when you see, B12 that starts with a cyanocobalamin, type of B12, dump that. It's a waste of money. You want to go for an active one, which is methylcobalamin. Okay, so, that's utilized in phase 1 and phase 2 detoxification of the liver, and in conjunction with working with the other B vitamins, B1, B2, B3, 4, 5, E6, B7, B12, they work synergistically to protect the nervous system, to protect our brains, to give us more energy, stable energy, and to break down proteins, fats, and carbohydrates more efficiently. So, look for a B100 complex. The brands I highly recommend are the ones made by Now. There's Jarro. There's Naturello, which is made whole food, organic, plant-based B complex. And then vitamin C. Vitamin C, I take 4,000 milligrams a day spread out, 1,000 milligrams four times a day, basically, for me. So that, I make sure that the vitamin C is up there to protect me, my immune system, keep my immune system strong, and to also work with, vitamin E, selenium, and the alpha lipoic acid to produce glutathione. Because, as diabetics, inside of us, everything's going haywire. But the other thing that, I would recommend for supplements, aside from what I've talked about, is basically, fiber. Eat a lot of superfoods that are high in fiber to help keep your blood sugar level. That's why every meal, I make sure I'm consuming a lot of greens, kale, there's spinach, there's chard, there's bok choy, there's rainbow chard. Anything green, leafy, has a lot of phytonutrients, vitamins and minerals, but also the fiber. It's the kind of fiber that, it's like a cleaner that scours your gut inside and flushes out all the toxins and heavy metals. Here's the thing: when you're diabetic, you want to be flushing. You want to be doing your number two or pooping at least twice a day. That's on the good side of it. At least twice a day. For me, if I'm not doing a number two, three times a day, I'm not getting enough fiber. But because my system is so efficient now, I usually go the number two after every meal that I take. So keep that in mind. I'm being real. I'm helping you guys really understand how to manage this condition and actually get yourself off the medication. Now, exercise is key. I go to the gym regularly. I work out intensely. I combine cardiovascular and weights, resistance training. So you're probably asking, I don't really want to go to the gym. Well, you don't have to. You start off if you're at a certain age and you're not fit, you start off with walking. I started off, when I was 300 pounds, I could only do 10 minutes on a treadmill. But I worked my way through that, to the point now wherein, I can do an hour and a half of heavy boxing, in the gym, do my weights, and, sweat it out and really, really burn, the sugar. Because even though I've been off medication, I'm still focused on not letting this disease creep back, because it will. Just because I reversed it doesn't mean it's like, okay, it's not coming back. Well, here's the thing, because we're getting older, our cells are turning over much faster and we're aging much faster. That means like we really have to be on our toes. It's not going to get any better. I'm just being real that, you have to exercise. So exercise doesn't mean like you're going to go crazy like I'm, doing the type of exercise that I do or any of these, people that you see in the gym that are aggressively and confidently working out. Start off with walking, okay? Set your goal daily. If you can do, depending on how bad your blood sugar is, but set a goal at least 30 minutes a day. Well, go out in nature, go walk, right? Reconnect. That's what I did. I walked, to the point wherein I was walking 2 hours a day. 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the evening, or like in between work, during work time, I would walk. Because walking, it's movement. Movement burns calories and burns blood sugar. So move. then you can start developing ways in where you, okay, if you want to do your yoga, you want to sweat, you want to do Pilates, you want to do Zumba, go ahead and do that. But celebrate your body. Just because you're diabetic doesn't mean it's an excuse. Okay, I'm just going to let myself waste away. You can self-heal. You got to help your body heal through your mind as well. Okay? Mental transformation begins with the body. So already talked about, okay, we're giving the body the right nutrients, the right supplements, and the food that you're providing, then that means that you're giving your mind a chance now to be alert, awake, and really able to work on the willpower. So focus on that. Mental transformation begins with the body. Now, there's diabetics that I've met that are not necessarily obese. You know, they may look normal outside, they may be looking a normal weight, but metabolically inside, they are obese because they have high blood sugar, high body fat content. And that's the reason why I encourage weight training, or resistance training, or body weights to build up your muscles. Because the more lean muscle mass you have, the faster your metabolism is, and you burn more calories and you burn more sugar. That's the reason why I go to the gym. That's the reason why I lift weights. Right? And that's the reason why it's become a lifestyle for me. That's the key thing is, like, you gotta move. But it takes time. It takes time from getting from point A to point B. You know, you don't suddenly just go from working out, you know, like 10-15 minutes walk, and then you suddenly go and try and do an hour. No, you know, that's counterproductive. What you want to do is take it in stages. You know, I had a journal that I wrote about, documented what I was doing to reverse the type 2 diabetes, and I was monitoring how I felt. You gotta feel and evaluate yourself from the inside. The moment you start feeling great, that means you're doing good. Okay, don't worry about the scale immediately. Don't worry about how you look immediately. The most important thing about fitness is that you feel great. Whether you're skinny, you're fat, or whatever, you feel great. That means you're giving yourself a fighting chance to really heal yourself inside. Okay? But make it a point. You know, like, when you're diabetic and it takes time, especially when you're older, walk. I tell my older clients, my friends, you know, that are, you know, in their 50s and 60s, 70s, walk. You know, like my dad, he's 80. You know, he's going to be 81. You know, he's walking, you know, half an hour a day. That's great. You know, you just got to move. Your body is meant to move. And it also helps keep your brain mentally alert. So that's my take. You know, you guys probably thinking, oh, you know, here's a workout routine you can do. No, I just want to keep it simple. I just want to keep it basic. You know, walking is the key. And drink lots of water. Keep yourself hydrated. Keep flushing your kidneys, your gallbladder, and liver. Make sure you're hydrated when you're working out or walking. And enjoy the view. Okay, when you're walking, try and go for a walk out in nature. Take off your shoes. Go barefoot, reconnect, you know, ground yourself. That's what I do. All right. It's been a pleasure sharing this tonight with everybody. In the next episode, now we're going to talk about mental exercises. That can help, really bring your willpower into the fore in handling the cravings, handling the mood swings and all that, right? But you minimize the mood swings and the cravings when you're eating good. You know, your body just starts fixing itself when you do it that way. Okay, this is Iron Eagle Mike. It's been a pleasure talking to you guys and gals, and have a happy rest of your week, and we'll see each other soon. All right.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.